right in the middle of a second date update. And if you missed the first part, Gator is on the phone.
Yeah.
And today, Gator wants to call a woman named Teresa. They were set up through friends, went out on a date, and he probably had one of the best first date activities I've ever heard of. They engaged in a vent off. That's right. That's where you sit there and you just talk trash about your exes. You take turns going back and forth until one of you has the best, worst ex story ever, and then you win the vent off.
Yay!
We never asked Gator, did anybody win the vent off? Or do you win the vent off? I don't even know how it works. Gator, does somebody win?
We both do. It's a win-win.
Oh, is it?
All right.
Now, well, Gator, I think this is maybe the worst idea you could have ever possibly had for a first date. It sounds like she enjoyed it.
Yes.
And that you went wrong somewhere else. I didn't hear. Have you tried to contact her?
Number of times. Calls, texts, nothing back to Gator.
Whoa. Wow.
Do you always refer to yourself in third person?
I like it.
No, I got nervous.
Okay.
All right. That's okay, man. It happens. You get nervous and you refer to yourself in third person. If your nickname is Gator, you can do that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, man. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Teresa?
This is she.
Hey, Teresa, what's up? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
You mean the radio station?
Yes, I am the entire radio station.
Yeah, I listen to you guys sometimes. What's up?
Oh, nice.
That's awesome, Teresa. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
If you listen a lot, have you heard the second date updates before?
I don't know if I have.
It's a segment we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up giving them the cold shoulder after that date, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard one of these, but it was a while ago.
Okay. Well, what if I told you that you are now the star of a second date update?
Ooh.
You're kidding, right?
No.
No, not at all. Yeah, you recently went out with a dude who calls himself Gator.
Oh, my God. So he wanted you guys to call me?
Yep.
Have you just been really busy and you haven't been able to get back to him?
Yeah. I mean, can you just tell him that?
Well, come on. If you would have sold that a little more convincingly, maybe, but it's obvious that you were like, yeah, sure, whatever. Do you mind telling us why you're not calling Gator back?
I mean, I don't want to really say it because it's kind of embarrassing for him. So I just feel like...
If it's the butt shaving thing, he told us about that.
Actually, that was really funny. We had a vent off. I don't know if he told you that, but it was like venting about your exes.
Yeah, he did tell us about it. And he did say that he shared with you that he was mad at one of his exes because she wouldn't shave his butt.
I know. That's ridiculous. I mean, I was a little, like, skeptical, but, you know, I got to call my ex an idiot. He got to call his ex an idiot, so
yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Oh, you did enjoy it. Okay.
Yeah, I actually did. You should actually try that sometime. It's pretty funny.
I do it a couple times a week. I pay, like, $100 an hour, though, to do it with a therapist. But anyway, probably even more fun on a date. So if that didn't bother you, then why aren't you calling him back? Like, what's wrong with Gator?
There's just a weird situation, and I don't know. It was just weird. That I don't know what to say about it.
On the date, a weird situation happened?
So briefly, I go to the ladies' room, and when I come back, there's like a big... or maybe not a big, but a noticeable piece of my food missing. There's like a piece of fish missing from my plate.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and so I was just like, did this guy really eat off my plate? And it was just like bugging me. So I went to the ladies again.
Oh my gosh, so you're going to test him.
Exactly. So I asked the waiter to watch while I was away because he was like super friendly and I just thought it couldn't hurt. So I come out of the bathroom and the waiter catches my eye. I go over there and he says, yeah, he just took a bite out of your roll.
Out of your dinner roll?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
So, well,
yeah, that is pretty weird.
So while you were going to the bathroom, he's eating the food off your plate?
Yeah, who does that?
Whoa.
Like, that is just, I mean, he didn't even ask me.
Were you like raving about how good your food was and you don't think he could help himself, or?
I have no idea what the deal was because, I mean, it's a first date. I didn't want to come out and be like,
oh my gosh,
did you just eat half of my asparagus? What is wrong with you? Let me smell your pee. Like, it's weird.
God,
I like how he waits for you to go to the bathroom, too. Like, he's sneaking bites of your food. Like,
sneaky, strange.
Maybe he was hungry. Those restaurant portions at some of those fancier places are really small.
The bottom line is, this guy was eating off my plate, and it's a first date. We're not, like, best friends or anything where he's just chomping on my food.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt super weird about it, and it was a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, this might be a turnoff, too, but Gator is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yep.
Hi, Teresa.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't know you saw that, so real sorry about that.
Oh, my God. You are unbelievable. I mean, at least you admitted it. You weren't trying to sneak out of it or anything.
Why are you eating people's food while they go to the bathroom, Gator?
I was hungry. I was nervous all day for the date. Didn't eat lunch. You know, so here we're at dinner. I just grabbed a tiny, tiny little forkful. Remember why my name is Gator? I could have eaten that whole thing in a second.
So you practiced some restraint. That's very nice of you.
Did you not think I wouldn't notice?
I did. No, I didn't think you would notice. It was tiny, tiny little fish forkful. Fish gets flaky and spreads out, and you're like, oh, I guess it just fell. I don't know.
Gator, I mean, there's other ways to go about it. Like, you could order an appetizer or ask for another basket of bread.
Well, that was the thing. They took the bread away, and I got hungry. I was embarrassed, like, be like, hey, bring the bread, more bread. You know, I didn't want to look like a pig. I'm on a date here. So instead of, like, you know, I thought it would be better just to snack a little bit on the plate. You know, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to look like a pig, you know. You want to just eat off somebody else's plate while they go to the bathroom.
That's better.
Just tiny amounts. Exactly, yeah.
Tiny bites.
Yeah. And I feel bad. This is not what I do. But, you know, I did pay for it. So, yeah, I mean, in essence, it was mine. And, you know.
I guess you're right.
Oh,
you were loaning the food to her, I guess.
And that's where you lost me.
Oh.
What? I paid for it. If anything, you were eating my food. Because I paid for it. So.
What?
You know, technically, I was giving it to you, and you were eating my fish, so.
I never thought of it like that.
What is wrong with you?
The only thing wrong with me is I was hungry. I mean, I told you that. I didn't eat all day, and if we were dating for a long time, this would be no problem. It would be cute. But
yes, I would agree with that.
Well, but also, it might be cute if you guys are doing it together and you're not waiting until she goes to the bathroom to steal her, well, your food, I guess, but to steal the food off her plate.
Okay, that's a good point. At one point, I was thinking maybe, you know, I'll ask her, but, you know, we're in the middle of a vent off and it would just be in poor taste.
Be in poor taste. I mean, here's the thing, Gator. I've also been hungry on a date before, but do you know what I did afterwards? I went and got myself a burger at a drive-thru on the way home. That's how you solve that problem.
There you go.
Well, I also did that, too, because the fish wasn't very big.
Whoa,
how much can you eat, sir?
Yeah.
Well, they call me Gator for a reason, okay? I can eat a lot. I still look good. I'm not called Little Baby Bird.
All right.
Well, I don't want to ask this question because I don't want to have to buy you food. But, Teresa, would you like to go on a second date with Gator? We will pay for it.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Look, I know you don't want to go another day with me, but we did have a really good time to vent off. We were laughing, and I shouldn't have eaten off your plate sneakily. I'm sorry. Next time I'll ask if I can have a bite.
Hey!
Will there be a next time, Teresa?
I feel like you should give him just one more chance.
You had fun!
Yeah,
okay,
come on.
Only if he admits that saying when he paid for the food, it was technically his, that better have been a joke.
I agree with that.
That was a joke. Bad joke. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, we'll pay for it. So the food that you guys eat is technically ours. And I'm going to come over and eat off of both of your plates, okay?
That works.
That sounds good to me.
Yes. Gator is ready to chow down.
All right, you guys. Well, we'll get it all set up and send you out on another date. Teresa, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
She sounds so excited.
And Gator?
Yep.
Go get some food now, because I'm sure it's been a few minutes. You're probably starving.
Actually, I didn't tell you guys this, but I've been eating through this entire phone call.